Hello, friends and folks. It's Editor Six. I am editing the podcast, as that title would imply. And I wanted to give you all a heads up. We had a very special guest this week. Well, very special. This isn't, you know, like, we're not going to here to tell you about not doing drugs. So don't do drugs. And, you know, if you've got an abusive relationship, get out of it. And all that, all the quorum classics. No, we had a special guest, and as a part of her circumstances and some technical hangups, we ended up having to record straight through Discord. We used a bot and pulled everybody's tracks. I did editing, I cleaned things up, but it is still going to sound a little worse than usual. It is going to have a little bit of a choppiness. Very minor, but it's going to be noticeable, I think. So, you know, don't be deceived. I think it's totally a good, listenable podcast, but it is not quite up to my normal standards, and I wanted to give everyone a heads up. Anyway, hope you enjoy the cast. Peace.
And welcome, friends and folks, to the Johto Quorum. Hello, it's the Pokemon podcast that just won't quit. I'm Alan. That's Six.
Hi, I'm Six.
Six, you're the co-host. I'm the co-host. We're all the co-host. And if we're all going to be the co-host, then we have to have another co-host on here, frankly, right?
We need the provost.
I like to think of myself as a special guest. I'm Emily.
It's Emily.
Hi, Emily. Have you ever been on any podcast before?
No. No, that's not my thing.
Okay, well, I guess we're lying now. That's cool.
Just downloaded a Bottle Corrupt episode that had one Emily on it.
Different Emily, no relation.
Coincidence.
Yeah.
Same voice, same name, same co-hosts. Interesting. Well,
it's like Evangelion's Rey. We're just all thrown from the same general pattern.
Yikes! I've never heard an actual human compare themselves to Rey.
Oh, God. Well, because we're lying, right?
If we're going to be lying, then we can't do our job, which is to create a better, more perfect Pokemon list. We are in the throes of Gen 4. I am continuing my playthrough of Pokemon Platinum. I have bested Orberg City's gym leader, Rourke. Six, how's your playthrough of Diamond going?
I went to a new city and they were like, hey, here's a gym and here are Pokemon contests. And I was like, great. I don't give a shit about contests. Let me go to the gym. And I went to the gym. They're like, there's no one here. You have to go do Pokemon contests. And I turned the game off.
Wow.
I, perhaps alone of the hosts on this show, am still super into Pokemon Go. And can tell you that in the Johto week, I did not catch any unknown, but I'm hoping for another Kangaskhan this week. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just uninstalled Pokemon Go like a couple weeks ago. I was playing regularly, though, this summer.
Oh, friend me.
I deleted it, so I'm out. But they just added Gen 4 appropriately. They just put Gen 4 friends in there.
Well, they're doing it a bit at a time. They're not really saying any whole generation at a time. So we're getting a couple and a couple, which I think is smart. Because it means you're excited for even the shittiest Pokemon. Speaking of the shittiest Pokemon.
Flawless segue into talking about number 441, Chatot. Perap. Perappa the rapper, you think?
Probably. I think there's probably a connection there in the Japanese. Sure.
Chatot's face in all of the art looks like they know some shit. They're like, I see you. I figured you out.
Well, and not unrelated, it can mimic human voices and copy human speech.
Which we spoke last week, or I think the week before maybe, about how Gen 4 has a lot of weird features because it was the first DS game and they wanted to utilize all the features of the handheld. One of them being the iconic, the DS microphone. Chatot is the only Pokemon in history that can learn the move Chatter. Which is a unique move because it's a flying type move that has a chance to confuse, and the audio for it can either be the cry of a Chatot or the player's voice. You can yell into the microphone and make Chatot say gay rights really loud.
And the louder the volume, the more strong the move. So yeah. They really just want you to scream into that microphone.
I was just reading some stats stuff on one of the wiki pages, and it was like, in Gen 5 onward, the likelihood of it doing confusion is based on the decibels. So they're like, in the first half millisecond, you need to hit 80 decibels in order to guarantee confusion. This is wild. No.
It's a little bonkers.
So it records it, right?
Yes.
Okay. This isn't like a Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney just like scream into your DS on the subway every time you use a move.
Man, I'd almost prefer it though if it's just on the subway all of a sudden your recorded scream. Go!
Yeah, I always liked the Phoenix Wright one because you could yell anything into it. It doesn't need you to say objection. So you could just be like, bananas! And then that would object to someone.
You are blowing my mind. I always yelled objection because I can tell I'm an old lady.
I mean, the township on the thing is so bad that it can't recognize any actual words.
No, that's totally reasonable. It just never occurred to me to, you know, cheat.
Man. Yeah, to be like a dirty cheater.
Well, good, because they convinced you successfully. I don't remember doing chatter. I remember knowing about this and reading about this feature, but I don't know if I actually did it myself. But otherwise, Chatot's a gimmick Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think the design is charming.
I don't like the idea of a Pokemon using human speech. I understand, like, out of metafiction why it happened. But gross. Mm-hmm. Like, that's their whole stays. You do not use human speech, my friend.
But that's not true. I mean, like, you've got, like... I mean, I guess there are a lot of psychic Pokemon that can communicate that way. You've got, like Lugia,
who does... Every legendary in the movies.
Yeah. You've got that time that Ash almost died, and then Pikachu suddenly was speaking English for a few seconds.
So I guess I would say, number one, you don't know what I would have cut out of the Pokedex so far.
You would have cut Mewtwo? I will kill you.
Uh-oh. Two, I think psychic and ghost Pokemon are in a special category.
Okay.
Like, yes, of course, Ghastly chattering away about how he turns into a beautiful woman sometimes to be a ghost. That's pretty bonkers, but I'm down. But just like... it's a normal type Pokemon.
Wow.
It's flying. It's dual type.
Normal and flying, which is normal plus, or maybe normal minus.
But here's the other thing, though. It's a parrot?
Yeah, it's a parrot. Parrots do this.
It's a parrot.
No, it's not a parrot, because a parrot is like a real world animal. It's a Pokemon. Pokemon shouldn't do this. Unless it was a ghost. If it was a ghost, I would be all in on this weird musical bird. Actually, now that's what I want real bad.
What is okay? Like, I mean, this is the Quorum. You haven't listened to the Johto Quorum before, is that right?
That's right. I have downloaded the episodes recently.
Okay, so it doesn't have to just be like yes or no. It can be like yes with like So we can be like yes, but you have to change it. You have to change it like normal ghost type, and you have to have its Pokedex be like it learned speech after, you know, like its owner died or something.
Or even psychic. I mean, psychic makes more sense, I guess, especially with it using confusion. Like, no, it doesn't understand any of these sounds, but it's picking them right out of your mind. Like, I'm down. Just not cheerful little bird who also uses human language. That I'm not okay with.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. I think my only counterargument is, like, it could just be pure flying type and be a parrot, because the way that parrots do it is they're not a person speaking. They are just emulating, like, the sound of voice.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
there's a mockingbird in the parking lot where I work who does car alarms. No, yeah, totally.
Oh, awesome.
It's just sound.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I get what you're saying. I think you could. I think like Chatot as a ghost would be kind of interesting, and it would lean into like the sketchy look that it gives. Just the music note as a bird's head is so inspired. Honestly, I think it's.
I do think that looks cool.
I have also read that its tail ticks like a metronome.
Oh.
How can you hate that? That's good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. All right. I decided to come out swinging.
But don't worry, there'll be lots to swing at.
Oh no.
It's Gen 4. It's all swings.
Next Pokemon. Are you kidding me? Because 442 is maybe the greatest Pokemon of all time.
So first, we are keeping Chatot. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, but maybe recommend that it become psychic.
Okay, I'll note maybe become psychic.
Sure.
Take those correspondence courses.
I'm so happy that Emily is a fan of Spirit Tomb. That's fantastic.
See, okay. So I should say my overriding philosophy of Pokemon is they should either be just unspeakably adorable or just kind of unsettling and unspeakable. And so Spirit Tomb.
So Mimikyu is your favorite because it's both.
My favorite is really boring, so I'm not even going to go there. But Spiritomb as a bunch of spirits tied to a rock or a hole in a rock? That's amazing.
Mikaruge. It's a pretty simple design. Like, I could draw a Spiritomb. Spiritomb is a Pokemon that was formed by 108 spirits. It's bound to a fissure in an odd keystone. That's what the rock is.
Oh, shit! I got that thing today.
It may have been bound there as punishment for misdeeds 500 years ago.
All 108 of them?
You know, in Pearl and in Sword of Heart Gold and Soul Silver and in Alpha Sapphire. Yes, misdeeds. Mischief.
You found on Route 2086?
No, I just talked to a dude and he's like, here's a keystone.
Oh. Thanks. Was it an odd keystone? Because it might turn into a spirit tomb.
I think it was an odd keystone.
Huh.
Hey.
He was just like, hey, you want a rock? And I was like,
yes.
I mean, I'm not going to say no.
Are you sure? It's a dumb, weird rock.
I have unlimited inventory space. Dish it up, my friend.
Spirit tomb and the whole odd keystone thing leans into one of the other dumb features of Gen 4, the underground, and the idea that you can like forage for fossils and weird rocks, and so that's why there's a lot of stuff in Gen 4 that's just like it comes from a weird rock.
I like that idea. I mean, I feel like back in the old days when you just sort of wandered through and they were like, oh yeah, and so that's where Kabuto comes from, there's rocks anyway, move along, like, yeah, dig in, do an underground, I'm in.
You want you want to be able to just dig anywhere and fall into an underground cavern and then be murdered
in real life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, that's a good shiny Spiritomb. You did it. You done did it.
It is a good shiny. The like blue mist with paint with the purple spirits.
Transflag Spiritomb.
It looks very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think
just a great one.
I think the thing that really sells me is that so it's 108 spirits. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, there's not 108 orbs in there, right? You see a couple of orbs. But it's like, okay. So they had to agree, right? They're like, listen, we're going to be an amorphous, like, swirling mist. We don't have very much control over our appearance. We need a little bit of control. We need to just convey something. They're like, spooky mouth. I'm like, yes,
crazy high face. Five.
If there's one thing all 108 of us can agree on, is that we need to have a crazy face. And I love that. That's spirit. Yeah.
As it were.
Yeah. Mm. Well,
yeah, okay. Great Pokemon.
It doesn't need to evolve. It's just pure and good. I like Spiritomb. I like the wacky eyes. It's just good.
So let's move on to Ghibli
Studio Ghibli.
It was right there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right there. Being friends with Six means discovering the beauty that is low-hanging fruit.
Compliment, I guess.
yes.
Okay, great.
It's an imminent.
Gobble and nibble. So Ghibli. Fukamaru, because Fuka is shark and Maru is round. Round shark.
No.
Aw, and then Fukamaru also can mean to deepen or to become deep. So it's like a digging shark. It's like a land shark.
It's like a
yeah.
Baby shark to do.
You just activated children that listen to this podcast.
My fans.
Kids, don't listen to this.
Emma, you were saying?
Descriptive or descriptive? Mm. Oh, no, I said you just activated my fans. But yeah, the land shark Pokemon. I don't know how you tend to handle this kind of thing. I like Ghibli. I'm okay with Gabite. And I hate Garchomp.
Wow.
So
Garchomp has a mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got teeth on its arms.
And its feet.
Yeah. And knees.
And knees.
So, like, it doesn't, like, listen, there is innovative thinking here. Garchomp is thinking outside the box. Most people are like, I'm going to put you in my mouth and bite you. And Garchomp's like, what if I didn't have to put you in my mouth to bite you?
Man, Garchomp has all the style of a late 90s X-Man. No. Wow. No, no.
Wait, was that a burner? Like...
But the shiny.
This is like, this is like Sync. Remember Sync?
Do you remember Marrow?
Yeah! Marrow rules.
Marrow?
Marrow's the one who grows bones and then pulls them out of her back and stabs people with them.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, well, how do you feel about Mega Garchomp, where they just really lean in?
Gible, I think, is a nice kind of unsettling adorable, right? Like, terrible, sharky, piranha, torpedo thing. Good. Ridiculous.
Sure.
Gabite, I don't like, but reading its lore, it has relationships, like complicated social relationships with other Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that.
In Ultra Sun, see, I read up on these earlier. When it finds a Sableye trying to catch a Carbink, Gabite becomes furiously angry and attacks the Sableye. That saves it for me. Like, okay, no, they've built in lore, like environmental relationships. Plus, it's just got the torpedoes on its head and looks the stupidest with the overbite. I'm in.
Okay.
It looks the stupidest. I'm in is how you know that you're a good fit for this podcast.
The Garchomp is like, now it's serious time. Like, it's not serious time. You're a torpedo shark. You look like an idiot.
What about Mega Garchomp?
Have I seen Mega Garchomp? I'm scrolling furiously.
It's right at
the very top. There's right below the main art of Garchomp. You see the.
Mega. I don't think we're on the same site.
Oh, have you? Oh. Bulbapedia.bulbagarden.net. Oh
no, that is not where I am. But oh no. Oh, come on, man.
No, look. Now it's like.
How does he eat?
Now it's like the teeth on his like chest are like the zippers of a shirt, which he has open because he's like Aladdin.
Yeah, but now he's got, like, terrible horror movie hands. No, I hate this. I hate this. If he was, like, doing throwback Visual K, then maybe. But you know what he's doing instead is, hang on, let me scroll down. Oh, no, nothing. He runs at high speeds and cuts down trees.
He's the mock Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh, this is bad.
But Garchomp's in Pokemon Tournament.
We already have Scyther.
What?
Get down on this guy.
You're right. He's just like what if Scyther was all mouth?
What if Scyther loved glam rock and steroids?
Wow, oh actually, God. You're selling me again.
No, you're selling no. me. No. Garchomp is totally glam rock Gabite. No.
Phrased that way, I can't vote against him, but I don't like it.
Like, now I'm picturing the like wings on Garchomp like they're sequins, and you're
look at the image of Ash riding on this fucking dumbass looking Garchomp.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Garchomp with a necklace. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's cute. It's really cute.
How can you hate this guy?
Look at that, pal. Also, Cynthia, one of the most like popular fan favorite trainer in the franchise, her signature Pokemon is a Garchomp.
Everybody there are other signature Pokemon available. That in itself, I think, is not the best argument.
Yeah, that's actually just a knock against Cynthia and her taste, but...
Oof.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Why do we live in the universe where Cynthia is the fan favorite and not Claire? What did we do wrong as a society that people have to... drop our girl Claire like that?
Because Cynthia wears all black and has like horns on her head.
Oh. Claire works for the people, damn it.
The people don't like people who work for the people. It's just true.
It's true.
So what are we doing in our card chat? We definitely keep Gabite and Gible. Studio Gible and Gabite. Because Gabite's dumb and adorable, but...
You've heard our arguments either way, Emily.
Can I roll a 20-sided die and decide?
Oof. Oof.
No, if we start giving
flip
this up...
Flip a coin. Advice, you can flip a coin.
Well, no. Hang on.
Yeah. If we start doing turning this over to a dice roll or to a coin flip, then we have failed.
Right. We're a legislative body.
Yeah.
we're here to like organize this civilization, and y'all are like, well, let's just flip a coin.
And I apologize for getting sucked into Alan's nonsense.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you have to imagine somebody in the Supreme Court in its history was like, what if we just picked one? I don't really care. What if we just flipped a coin? And they got
it's fine. Scales don't just reduce wind resistance. Their sharp edges also cause injury to any opponent who attacks it. This sucks.
That's lame. Let's cut Garchomp.
All right, Pokemon Tournament now features Gabite. That's our retcon.
All right, well, it's time for another baby.
I love it. One of the best babies.
Pichu.
Wow. No, Pichu's good, but Munchlax is better.
Munchlax is better, and I hate it. I hate going back and inventing pre-evolutions, but Munchlax is so cute.
So you're not, that's a good question. I was going to ask you that. Are you not a fan of baby Pokemon?
I mean, I'm fine with Pokemon coming out of eggs. I liked Togepi back when that was a new thing.
Yeah.
But like, going back and being like, actually, it turns out, nah, don't like the phenomenon. Even though I have to admit, most of the time, I like the actual Pokemon, and if I didn't know it had been invented later. Like, Elekid. Electabuzz stinks. Elekid is adorable.
Right, exactly. See, you get it. Electivire rule. No. Munchlax also the first Gen 4 Pokemon ever revealed.
And so cute. Gross, though. Gross.
Why? What?
Because almost every Pokedex entry listed says that it hides food under its fur and forgets and loses it there. That's disgusting.
You can't tell me you haven't done that before. Who amongst
us
can relate?
My hair's not that long. I don't think I could do that if I tried. And gross.
Listen, I'm going bald. Don't look at me.
It hides
food under its long fur, but sometimes forgets about it and creates a stinky disturbance. That's horrifying.
That's nasty. I love it.
But don't worry. Its stomach is tough enough to handle it, even if the food has gone rotten.
No, these are all upsetting.
This is so
it's
good.
Desperation
You're right.
We're to gulp kidding. Down food. It forgets about the food and is hidden under its fur. No, bad.
Good. What do you mean bad? Do you mean good? But this is what you meant to say. Awesome?
I'm saying Munchlax needs better PR because this is bad.
Good point. Munchlax is like a little burglar. It looks like the Hamburglar.
Ooh, that's a strike against.
No, that's a, what?
Emily.
This is a pro hamburger household.
I am a vegetarian. I don't think that relates to my finding everyone who's ever shaken hands with Ronald McDonald kind of horrifying.
Listen, Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar are completely different. You can't conflate.
Mayor McCheese, how do you feel about Mayor McCheese?
Mayor McCheese is a coward who refuses to take a side in the issues of our times, and he needs to be voted out of office.
He's a union buster. That's the fucked up thing about Mayor McCheese.
That's true. He had Pinkertons. I forgot about that. They didn't call him that, but they totally did. Like with
just knocked me out of my chair a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a short podcast. Go through and vote them all to death. Nope.
Roll yourself back to May of 2004. I don't know how old you are or where you were, but you're just sitting there and the Pokemon company is like, hey, I think it was in a short that it was initially revealed or something like that. And it's you find this comic relief character and it's like a fucking, it looks like a pre-Snorlax. You can immediately tell that this is pre-Snorlax. It has what we in the quorum call the Fangy. Does it? Would you consider that a Fangy 6?
Well, it's a inverted Fangy, but it's a Fangy.
Oh,
inverted
right,
Fangy is less valuable than a proper Fangy.
I was going to say, I like inverted much better.
You like
from the bottom?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Especially if it sticks out when they close their mouths.
I respect it. You know what?
Yeah, if it doesn't stick out when they close their mouths, then it's not a real Fangy. It's a faux Fangy.
Can I find... Oh, and it does. It does. There's Pokemon Adventures manga art where it's totally... Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah, I mean, Munchlax has to stay. They're just so cute.
So okay, we can keep Munchlax. That's all right.
Thank you.
My anti-baby crusade has lost another fight.
Fun fact.
A lot of them are so cute. I'm with you that they shouldn't exist. But so many of them are so cute.
Yep. Like Munchlax, for example. I was going to say Gonbei is its Japanese name because either... Snorlax's Japanese name is Kabigon, so it's like baby Kabigon. or the term gonbei, which is a Japanese name for peasants in the old days. So it's either baby Snorlax or peasant.
Did peasants hide food under their long fur and let it rot there?
Oh, I guess that maybe, right? To like not get it stolen or to hoard it, maybe.
Oh no, I was joking. No.
Oh no.
Yeah, that was why people didn't get haircuts back then, because if you did, all your food was gone.
It's gonna fall out and your barber gets free pickings. That's disgusting. Can we talk about Riolu, please?
Sure, let's talk about Riolu, the emanation Pokemon.
What did you think it was last time?
I was very tired and I was like, the emancipation Pokemon.
Uh-huh. That I would be all in on.
Hashtag free Riolu. So Riolu and Lucario were also, Lucario was another like early reveal in the generation. Riolu evolves into Lucario. You're given a Riolu at some point, I believe in Diamond version, like late in the game-ish.
I think it's like mid-game. I don't feel like it's that late.
Or you get the egg. Yeah, you get the egg. I just remember being towards the end when it hatched, or maybe when it evolved. I don't know. Cool, because it's a friendship evolution.
Yes.
Ugh, it's a daytime friendship. That's a lot of work.
Maybe it should be sometimes, you know? Maybe it should be a lot of work.
Just, I've been playing Platinum, and that game uses the DS's clock, and I don't play games in the morning, so I've never seen Sinnoh in the morning. I don't know what anything looks like in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's what changing your internal clock is for.
Yeah, my internal clock still thinks I'm in Missouri, so on my
really?
DS.
Really? Oh, because it was set there and then you moved?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I'm sure if I'm playing Pokemon, if I change it, fucking Mr. Rossetti's going to burst out of my DS and like rip my skin off.
Wear it
as a mining hat.
You don't have to open Animal Crossing. You haven't played it in years.
No, you're right. I don't have to for him to find me.
Yeah, no, that guy will come into your dreams. Straight up.
I remember on GameCube having to type I've been bad and hitting send, and he was like, you forgot the period, do it again. And I was like, ah!
Really?
Yes, really.
I have to say, original Mr. Rossetti, in my limited experience, the best. So mad. So genuinely angry.
Yeah, the DS one legitimately scared me because I did that. I tried changing my clock and he's like, you piece of garbage. And you're like, I'm sorry. He's like, don't you walk away. And you can't walk away from it. It's very scary.
Yeah.
You
just have to stand there going, maybe he's right.
Oh,
what have
man,
you done?
I'm sorry. I'm going back to church. I'm going back to college. I'm paying off my loans.
Did you play the 3DS one, Em?
I did not. Oh.
Either of you, I guess. For a little bit, and I was like, I hate this.
So in the 3DS one, he's not like the first time you do it, he shows up and he's like, hey, I can't actually do anything because they said I was annoying people, so I don't have any power.
Aww.
But since you're the mayor, if you want, you could pass a bill that allows me to yell at you. Which is incredible. Anyway, we're all avoiding talking about Riolu.
I just don't have thoughts.
Yeah, I think Riolu and Lucario are boring, but I don't necessarily want to vote them out.
Stop.
I mean, okay, you know what? They're like Naruto Pokemon. Like, okay, fine.
No, it's extremely true.
Yeah, all right. Nope, okay, yeah.
You know Lucario does the Naruto run.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Lucario is so cool.
It uses its aura to communicate.
Lucario is so cool.
I don't know if you knew that.
Here are things I like about Lucario. One, fun in Super Smash Brothers. Two, a Pokemon who's like really strong and like fighting type, but is based on the concept of empathy.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty cool. And then three, I like kind of like I don't even know what you would call that, the sort of like headband face mask kind of markings it has going on, right?
Yeah.
Like it looks like its markings are imitating a Ninja Turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Or a trash panda.
Or a trash panda. You know, I like trash pandas.
Me too.
Tag yourself. I'm trash panda.
I will say, why does it have a spike in the middle of its chest? It seems like that would be really inconvenient.
It's showing
you the pain in his heart.
Yeah, exactly. It's the hedgehog's dilemma. can't hug anyone, just like Evangelion. Gosh, you made me forget everything I was going to say. Lucario is one of those Pokemon that's so cool that it doesn't even need to be a legendary to get its own movie and to have multiple canon trainers, like important trainers in the story, have a Lucario.
On the other hand, hi, Emily, you don't know Alan very well.
Hi.
I do not. Although at this point, I'm assuming that Alan Naruto runs.
Well, I don't know that part, but I do know that Alan's a big fan of Digimon.
That's it. This is a fucking Digimon.
Oh no.
Yep.
That's it.
Oh no.
Oh, that explains my, like, I guess I can't vote it out, but
What? Kario's a
Digimon.
Don't use this argument against me. I don't want you to cut Lucario for 1 second.
Mega Lucario is the idea of Mega Evolution is the most Digimon fucking idea.
I know that. And Mega Lucario is sick. Hate all the Mega Evolution. Both.
Here's the problem is I like it.
Yeah, I know you do because it's good. It's anime as hell and it's good.
I think this is one of those where we have to concede that Pokemon is anime and that means we have to have at least one Naruto Pokemon.
Okay. Are we? Well, so we're definitely keeping Lucario.
Yeah.
And Mega Lucario, because that's, listen, if you keep Lucario, you gotta have it go Super Saiyan.
Sure.
Riolu we're keeping?
Oh, yeah, no, it's a shitty baby Naruto.
It's season one Naruto.
Okay.
I can do it!
Okay. Like, eventually we're gonna get to the Sword and Shield stuff, which isn't even out yet, and they're gonna have a Shonen protagonist starter, but... Riolu, well, they already did that. We already have a Shonen protagonist. It's Riolu. Hello.
It's true.
Right.
I was so worried for a second there that we were actually going to cut Lucario. My heartbeat rate started going up. My Apple Watch was like, "Are you good, bud?" And I was like, "It's fine. We're just talking about Lucario."
It's a trade-off. You are relieved, and I'm kind of depressed. Aww, yeah.
Well, let's talk about one we can agree on.
Yeah, let's talk about a wholesome friend.
Yeah. That's angle on and Hippopotas.
Hippopotas. And Hippodon. I mean So okay. Here's the thing. Hippopotas has the benefit of being deeply cute.
Yes.
Hippodon has the benefit of being a land hippo, like a sand hippo.
Can't go with you on Hippodon.
Okay. I'm not willing to battle on that, but the idea of a sand hippo is cool.
Hippopotas closes up its nostrils to avoid water and then runs around spewing sand out of its body. That's kind of awesome and awful. I'm on the fence about this terrible Pokemon.
I have a couple of things here.
Okay.
One, its eyes are like almost on socks in ways that are weird and creepy and I don't like.
And is that good or bad?
Right. I think it's bad. I think it's bad. If it was if it was contributing to a larger concept of the design, I'd be here for it. I don't feel like it is.
I hear you.
Two, it's just a hippo. I generally do not. I'm not kind to Pokemon that are just like, what if we took an animal and then said it was a Pokemon?
But that's why I'm saying Hippodon is cool because it's a sand. Like, there's no such thing as a sand hippo. That's a
we'll get there.
Creature.
Right now, we're not there. Right now, we're talking about Hippopotas.
And it has camo on, which is gross.
It does have camo on.
Gotta vote against.
Well, technically, Hippopotas is also a sand hippo. It's just not incorporated in the visual design.
That's true. But also, if they changed that A to a U and gave it like a Stars and Stripes sash so it was Hippopotas.
Or just a little top hat.
It's right there. They failed.
Right there.
They failed. I'm sorry.
Hippopotas. Hippo president of the United States.
They would have been so good.
That would have been amazing.
Here's my 300,000 liberals leftist tweet. Still would have been better than our current president.
Wow. Damn.
I don't think that's even controversial at this point.
No, that's what I'm saying. People would love a tweet like that, even though that's the dumbest thing to say.
I think we cut.
I'm not sure it's the dumbest thing to say.
Fair enough.
I think we cut Hippopotas.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to fight you on that.
Sell me on Hippodon.
I just, like, look at the art. It's falling into sand.
It's true.
It's a sand. I do like the hippo. Teeth.
The teeth are good.
I'm saying there could be a sand Pokemon that would be pretty great. I don't think this is that sand Pokemon, and I don't think we should settle for it just because it has some keywords that are great.
Looking at this Pokedex, it's really strong and angry. That's
cool. Hippos are bastards.
That's true. They're motherfuckers.
Have y'all like had an experience with a hippo before?
We don't want to talk about it.
I have a list of animals who I think are actually the worst, and it is on that list.
And one of them
see also humans. Dolphins.
Oh, really? No, dolphins are for sure assholes. That's no doubt. Sure. I think sand hippo is cool.
I mean, being able to shoot sand out of your body is still pretty cool.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I'm looking at all the Pokedex entries, which I did before, and they're just like, so strong, angry face. Like, I'm not feeling
it. Oh, it has two variants? Does it have color variants? Because there's multiple shinies.
I think it's just male and female.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, here is, I was willing to go along with it, Alan, and then I noticed something about the art. I thought you couldn't see Hippodon's eyes. I thought its mouth was open so wide you couldn't see its eyes.
Oh, no.
No, you those can. Are eyes.
They're just little things. It's fine.
Also, I'm going to say, if you're going to do angry sand hippo, it should have those stupid little hippo ears that kind of save it from looking like a real monster. Yep.
Yeah, if Hippopotas had the dumb hippo ears, then it wouldn't look unsettling with the eyes. That would fix the eye problem. Or it would take your eye away from the eyes, but neither of them has that.
Yeah. I'm saying take these two Pokemon back to the drawing board. The concept, there's something there, but these don't make it.
Do cooler sand stuff later. There's a whole desert in Gen 5. Not a whole desert, but like a construction desert.
Yeah, I think I'm with it there. I think we cut this one.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I won't fight you on this.
Next we have Scorupi, who we're cutting.
Yeah.
And Scorupi by itself, that's just a scorpion. What if we could make a world where you didn't have to be afraid of scorpions anymore?
It's a scorpion made out like it's a scorpion that they made on like the Super Nintendo with like, you know, like the polygons back then. It's like, what if we connected a bunch of orbs? It looks like it's balls 3D.
Poison bug is not a good typing for what it's worth.
No.
It's not a useful typing. You wouldn't keep it. The shiny's cool. It's bright red. A red scorpion.
A really different shiny, but that ain't good enough.
That's not the one. That ain't it, Chief.
Yeah.
Scorpion's a dual type.
What if it had big angry arms? What then?
What if it had big what?
Angry arms. The drape.
The drapeon.
Drapeon?
The drapester.
I hate it.
Big drapetron.
Also, it can't close its mouth.
Oh, God, right.
I mean, I feel like someone could have taken 2 seconds and go, can't close its mouth, though, right?
There's a...
Drapion's, no, like, unsettling. Like, it doesn't look like anything. It's humanoid. It's like a human scorpion. It's very creepy.
It's not even human. It's... I hate to keep using these references, but it's like a Bunk Enemy from Mischief Makers on the N64, which was a great game, but there was also some stuff in that that just... Okay, so we're cutting both of these losers.
Yeah, I'm saying I would love a claw machine Pokemon, but this ain't the one.
But I love Drapion.
No, you
really?
Don't.
Really?
No, I
mean, no. I don't think the person who made it loves Drapion.
It's just a really like, we are eventually, we've already done my favorite Pokemon, Smoochum. Next generation, we're going to be hitting my least favorite Pokemon, and that will never change, probably. And Drapion definitely radiates Alan's least favorite Pokemon energy, so that's just a little teaser for people.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Six, you know it, I think, right?
No, I don't think I do.
Well, we'll tell you when you get there.
But we got to talk about Croa Gunk.
Speaking of that shonen energy.
Big time. We were originally going to have my friend Magellan back on this episode because he's a big Pokemon fan. He's got thoughts on at least all of the gens. And this was going to be the episode he was going to be on because he really likes the Croagunk line. I don't know if there's a personal story for this, but I know that he wanted to keep both of these frog boys. I think they're both really cool, like separate from the fact that my best friend wants me to keep these guys. I'm in the running. Croagunk's got Six's favorite thing in the world, the dad ass teeth. Everyone loves it. Toxic Croak looks like he could kill me in 3 seconds. What else do you need?
I'm trying to decide whether I am giving or subtracting points for having a lot of real frog facts. I'm leaning towards subtracting. It's like, oh, right, Toxic. We'll give him poison fingers. Hang on. Hang on.
But the fingers.
Yeah.
These poison fingers.
Okay, okay. No, I might be in favor. The Pearl Pokedex entry is inflating its poison sacs. It makes an eerie blubbering sound for intimidation. That can't be successful, my brother.
I want to see a Croagunk with, like, the inflated sacs. Can we find a pic of that somewhere?
I don't know that it's ever really happened.
Also, it's popular as a mascot, so you can... So,
yes!
Let me paint you a picture.
Yeah.
You're entering, like a rural town, and there's, like, a wavy tube-man version of Croagunk. And as the air goes through it, the inside of it is shaped in such a way that it makes the blubbering sound. This baby tube man just going.
I love that Platinum threw in that mascot thing because that's not in any of the other entries, and the rest of them are all about like poison, terrifying blubbering, or you know, eerie blubbering sounds. Doesn't like to fight. Again, jabbing people with toxic fingers, and like, oh yeah, all the colleges want to be the Croagunk.
Yeah, people just love this fucker.
The UCLA Croagunks, the Gunkies.
Ew.
I unsold myself. Oh my god, his name in Japanese is Guregru. So his name's Greg. Hey guys, it's me, Greg.
Oh, now I want to keep him.
Guregru.
Hey guys.
Oh, yeah, Greg.
Went down to see the latest Gunky game and come on down to your favorite bar, the Gunk Hole.
Just looking at his posture, I can totally imagine this dude in a Lazy Boy with a beer.
Oh my god.
Watching somebody else play Xbox.
Photoshop project of this episode is to get Croagunk in like a Stanford sweatshirt or like a Harvard sweatshirt.
Yeah, he used to play rugby, but his back gave out, and now he just sort of hangs out and like he gives advice to the other freshmen because you know he really had a promising career before his back injury, and so he's got a lot of sage wisdom to give people, and so he sort of hangs out and he's like a team consultant.
And then Toxic Croak
gives
them
bad
advice
at the gym.
Toxic Croak is his older brother who got like scouted by the NFL but then got rejected on the last round of tryouts, and now he just trains in the basement constantly.
This is so sad and fucked up. I don't know what I think anymore.
I think listen, we need to respect the tragedy. I think we need to keep both of these designs. Toxic Croak has the huge frog like bulb, and that's amazing.
Think of the bulb. Blubbering sound.
It'd be like bassy now.
Its knuckle claws secrete a toxin so vile that even a scratch could prove fatal.
Yeah, that seems consistent. That's all anybody has, actually. Oh, when it croaks, the stored poison is churned for greater potency.
Oh,
I love this.
Thank you, Platinum. This is where Platinum's the best one of Gen 4.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, you have him, like, swallow some crushed up ice and just turn it around to make, like, a poison icy.
The nastiest margarita.
A Long Island iced tea. Also, look at this A+ shiny on Toxicroak, rather. Oh my god, beautiful.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I want that one to be the normal one. That's on both.
Turns out we love shitty Pokemon here.
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
Yeah. This is great.
Croagunk at first blush looks really silly. Like if you looked at its silhouette, you're just like, it's a long boy with hands, but it's the combination of the eyes, the teeth, and the coloring and everything that makes it just it.
And its tragic backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Right. he's gonna change his major. He's gonna pick a major at some point. He's gonna declare a major, I promise. Mom, please send more money. Ivy League Croagunk. We always come up with these dumb alternate history Pokemon. They're all good. Customer Service Staravia and Ivy League Croagunk used to be best friends in high school. Alas.
But alas, we are on to Carnivine.
Alas, nothing. This is my new favorite Pokemon.
Whoa.
What?
It's very goofy. Thank God. Okay.
Not really my favorite, but so great. This is one of the two things I want Pokemon to do. The dumb, unsettling. This is a Pokemon who just explicitly eats other Pokemon with its sweet-smelling drool. That's amazing.
Open up. It binds itself to trees. It attracts prey with its sweet-smelling drool and gulps them down. Good.
Yeah, no, the drool is in, like, every Pokedex index. It's amazing. The drool is everything.
I can't wait to get to the Great Marsh in Gen 4, because this is where all of these weird, like, poison and grass types... Oh, that's where the Safari Zone is. Hmm. I think these are all Safari Zone friends.
Okay, so I don't want you to check... Yeah. There's a screenshot here that makes me able to basically calculate how wide Carvine is able to open its mouth. How many degrees are you guessing?
I don't know where the gap is, so I would assume most of the way. If it works like a Venus flytrap, then like 70 degrees?
I'm saying better than 180. I'm saying full-on bend all the way back around, horrifying open.
Well, the answer is 180, so it's kind of in the middle.
Okay.
It can just open like a waffle
truth is
iron.
In the middle.
The waffles and Carnivine. Pick up some tasty, sweet-smelling waffles.
Yeah, just stick your head in. You can taste one.
You can get a taste. Delicious. Oh my god, Carnivine's weird, y'all. Carnivine's deeply weird.
Yes.
Four feet tall and 60 pounds.
With a lot of tentacles.
Oh yeah, that's got leaves for hands. It's got tentacles for feet. It's everything people are into. Let's see, Carnivine
and it's
rule
got a
34.
Little bit of Kermit the Frog energy around the face. This is perfect.
It does have big Kermit energy. That's such a good point. Carnivine rule 34. I want to just look this up while you talk.
Okay. So I don't like Carnivine, but I obviously have already lost.
Oh, because it's one of the best Pokemon. What do you dislike? I'm really interested. What do you dislike?
It just looks stupid.
We're doing Pokemon!
We kept Mewtwo.
Mewtwo looks... You mother...
It's got balls for hands.
No, yeah. Mewtwo's face does not look stupid. The rest of Mewtwo...
Oh, yeah. As expected, Carnivine Rule 34. That's boring. All right, people. We get it. Tentacles.
Hey.
Not just boar?
No, not that much more. It's mostly tentacle stuff. Yeah. Weird, right?
Huh. Yeah. Sorry, Six, if we abruptly shut you out of our creepy conversation.
No, listen. This is... if you think this is like a thing that hasn't happened to me on podcast before, it's fine.
You literally were like... I know where it's not supposed to break the kayfabe that Emily has never been on a podcast before, but earlier you were like... Last time Emily was on a podcast, I had to throw away all my notes.
He warned Alan about me? I can't decide if I'm flattered or hurt.
Also, I'm just to roll back a couple Pokemon, I'm looking at gameplay footage of Mischief Makers because I didn't believe you that that's a real game. And this doesn't look like a real game. I don't believe you still.
That's good.
What? Is it a side-scroller?
Yeah?
Okay. That's
sure. Cool. We'll go with that.
Carnivine's a side scroller.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk you out of Carnivine. It's fine.
Oh no.
We can move on.
Muskipa.
I just want to say I was sold a bill of goods when you wanted to be on the show, Emily. That you were like, I'm going to cut a lot of things. And
man,
that's...
I was going to cut both of those frogs until I was going to cut. I was going to cut Lucario, and then you know we had a depressing conversation about Naruto, and here I am. We have two fish coming up. I'd cut the fish. They're just big.
I'd cut the fish. Sure, cut the fish.
Okay, so Finneon has
Minion.
Good colors. I like the colors on Finneon.
Transflag Finneon. Yeah.
Cute little hat. Sure.
This guy. Good shiny. I mean, these are like things that are good, right? These are things that are good.
But also, it's just a fucking fish.
The line running down its side can store sunlight. It shines at night. So it's a glowfish.
This seems like a really dumb idea for a small fish that's extremely vulnerable to, say, a Carnivine.
Oh, yeah. The moon entry points out that Wingull eat it.
Oops.
Yes, this is like the dumb fish Pokemon.
So a fish.
What you take Magikarp is flawless, and I will hear nothing
but
to
dumb,
contrary.
Right? But so dumb.
I think Magikarp is just like resigned, has accepted its fate.
I am gonna point you to the voice acting and say no. Magikarp's dumb.
Garp, Magikarp.
Yay, we get to do voices again. a couple things to note. Gen 4 has a lot of really good eye designs. I think the eyes sell a lot of these Pokemon. Like Carnivine had great eyes. Finneon actually has what's the thing?
Eyelashes?
No, but what's the other Pokemon that has that? It's green, it's got a pointy head, it's from Gen 2, it evolves twice. It's got Larvitar eyes.
Not quite, but I hear what you're saying.
And then Lumineon has the same like vibe as Floatzel, where it's like just look at a picture of Lumineon and just picture it being like, I brought a caviar.
I thought those were a come hither fish eyes. Either of which I hate.
The dad ass eyes. Lumineon like is a rich queen. Eyes. Yeah, the dead ass eyes. You're right. I'm sorry. I interrupt too much on this podcast. The Nielsen ratings came in and said that's why I might get cut if I keep doing that.
You know, I talked to Nielsen recently.
Yeah.
They mailed me a thing and they were like, here's the survey and also a dollar. If you mail us this survey, we'll give you $5 more. And I was like, okay, deal. I'm broke. No, that's the thing Nielsen does. They send you surveys and they have like a $1 bill enclosed being like, listen.
You want more of this?
Yeah.
That's really sketchy, but I get it. Like, I get it. Like, we're game justify game. That's fine.
Well, and they're like, listen, you don't have to respond. You could just take this fucking
dollar.
It's fine. Thanks for opening the envelope. But wait, does that mean if you throw away the envelope, you're like destroying legal tender? Could you
yeah, that's illegal
get arrested
to throw
for that?
Yep. Yep. No, once it leaves you, it's the property of the state, so the state's breaking laws. What you're saying is we should cut Finneon and Lumineon.
Yeah, totally.
Easy cuts.
These are just fish. I'm glad that these fish... There are fish like this that exist in the real world. If I saw like a Lumineon IRL, I'd be like, whoa, that's beautiful. That's so cool. But this is Pokemon. MFers. Yeah.
We have higher standards.
Six, I have a question for you. You don't have to keep this on the podcast if you don't want to. If we're recording in this manner, how are we going to know when we're done?
That's a good question. When we decide we're done.
Okay, we're not done. Let's talk about Mantite.
Did you cut Mantine?
We had a long conversation about this.
I think we ended up not cutting Mantine. I will check.
We did definitely make jokes multiple times about Deus Ex Mantine divided.
We kept and we changed the fish under its wing to a Magikarp. Because we're like, you know, because it's a Remoraid, right? It's the little like sucker fish, yeah. But we're like, no, it's a Magikarp and the Mantine protects it. And then when the Magikarp grows up, it becomes a Gyarados and then Mantine rides around the Gyarados because they're buds.
Mantine's, this is the same thing Emily's talking about earlier. Mantine's so cute.
It is so cute. However, I worry that with your change, it couldn't survive because the way to evolve it is to have a Remoraid in your party. Which is awesome, can I say.
Yeah.
That is a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just sort of a sweet little fish.
But there's nothing there.
Yeah, just a sweet little fish.
Oh my god. Oh, I just want to hug Mantike. And tell it everything's going to be okay. How big is it? 3 feet tall, 143 pounds. That's a chunky lad. Bit of a thick one.
I don't think we keep this one.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, the best thing the Pokedex entries can say is friendly. Okay. Nah. Yeah. Sorry. Cute. Not interesting. Gotta go.
Pattern on its back varies by region.
It doesn't actually. They say that in the Pokedex, and then it's not true when you catch them.
Right. Well, it varies by region in universe. People organize tours to see this Pokemon frolic and skim the tops of the waves with Remoraid. Oh, it's friends with Remoraid. Oh. But if Remoraid doesn't exist and it has no friends, then so wouldn't we rather they both go into the bad place together?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally.
I'm going to let them do that, along with Jinx chilling in the bad place.
So let's talk about
coming from there.
Snover.
What is the rating on your podcast? What do you shoot for?
You mean don't use any racial slurs.
This Pokemon looks like a dick and like a shitty dick.
Oh yeah, it's a little phallic.
It looks like a shitty dick. And I can't with this shitty dick Pokemon.
To be honest, looking at like its Pokedex entries and stuff, I mean, there is a cute thing where it's like they gather around footsteps in snow and stare at them.
I love it.
But
no, yeah, there's some really sweet little, but it looks like a shitty dick.
But
I'm not going to be able to move past that, so y'all two should hash this out.
I mean, I don't care about this thing.
I love grass ice. That's such a cool typing.
That is.
And isn't it a shame that it's wasted on such a trash Pokemon?
I mean, if you're going to cut Snover, then you're going to keep Abomasnow, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously.
I don't know anymore.
If you want. It is grass ice, which is cool. It just sort of makes snow, though. But it does have a good crazy look on its face.
It's the Pokemon that the trainer is warned to not like run into when it goes into like cold, snowy areas.
like Ski Free. Free.
Oh my god, Abomasnow is totally the Yeti from Ski Free. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm down.
I'm not. What?
I love Ski Free.
How old were you?
You know what's cooler than Abomasnow? The Yeti from Ski Free. This is doing dirty that name.
No, that's fair. I mean, it is just angry snow Pokemon.
What does
the Mega look like? Oh, bad, bad.
Oh, yeah, no. The Mega's so bad. No, Mega's one of the worst Megas, period.
We're definitely cutting the Mega.
Yes. I was just trying to say, how old were you when you realized that you could outrun the Ski Free Yeti by accelerating?
Old.
Really?
Old.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're both very old. That's the thing.
Born before time and before Ski Free. Well, the thing is, as a kid, you're like, I can barely outrun it. And the sad thing is that learning that you can outrun it is like growing up, because you're like, oh my God, I can finally outrun it. Like, my dreams are coming true. But even with acceleration, you can't actually outrun the Ski Free Yeti for that long. It does still eventually catch up. Or it stays at pace with you. If you make any mistake at full speed, it catches up. So it's not like you break.
Which is good, because if you could actually outrun it, then why do you play Ski Free?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Ski Free is a game about outrunning time, and you can't outrun time.
The only reason you're skiing is free is because you know that there is secretly a price.
There's always a price.
And it is your blood.
Yeah.
Abomasnow is stupid.
Yes.
Pretty dumb.
We should cut this entire line.
I just like grass and ice a lot. I wish there was a better
grass. I do too. That's a really
I'm with
sick
you. That's a cool combination.
Honestly, they could do grass and ice so good in Gen 8, excuse me, Jesus. Because they have Scotland. So they can do
grass. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah. We pray for a better world.
You want to talk about Weevil?
No, I want to talk about Weavile. Weevil's a bad guy from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh yeah.
Why do I love Weavile?
That's great a very
hat.
Good question.
They eat Vulpix?
Oh, it got
cut this motherfucker.
Oh, that's awesome.
No.
But Six, it has Fangy. No, Six, Fangy, look, Fangy.
This has to go.
They eat Vulpix and Sandshrew, and in Ultra Sun it says one Weavile will trip a Sandshrew and flip it over, and then another Weavile will deal the finishing blow with its sharp claws.
Jesus Christ.
These fucking
assholes.
A scratch
from its claws will give you frostbite. They hunt in little packs and carve symbols into trees to communicate. I love this
awesome.
Fucked up Pokemon.
So here's the thing is sometimes you're like, okay, this is a good design. That's terrible for everyone and everything in Pokemon, and it needs to go.
Because they eat Vulpix?
Well, yes!
Sandshrew is one of my favorite Pokemon, and Vulpix is one of Six's favorite Pokemon.
My wallpaper on my phone is fucking Vulpix.
Yeah, this is illegal. I can't believe, Emily, you just had to not read the Pokedex entry and I would have kept Weavile.
I love both of those Pokemon, and I love Weavile.
What's the deal with Weavile's shiny, y'all? Why does it look like that? It's like, what does that look like? It looks like Smoochum.
It does kind of look like Smoochum.
Oh my god, it's Smoochum, Weavile.
Blending in to eat Smoochums.
No!
Is this one of those times where I offer fun, like, is this one of those times where I offer fun, like, background, like, flavor to the listeners?
Yeah.
I'm the only one with editing privileges on the Jotaquorum document.
Oh, so you can just cut this.
I can, yeah. The fact is, this is actually not a democracy. I've been kind this whole time.
No!
I can't. Do we really have to keep Weavile?
No.
It's such a cool Pokemon.
Did we keep Sneasel?
I mean, delete it if you want to, but I will think less of your whole system.
Did we keep Sneasel?
Let me check.
I feel like Sneasel was an easy keep, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, kept Sneasel. We kept
Sneasel. Okay, I'll take that as a pity.
No, we need to keep Weavile. If you come near a Vulpix, I'm going to fucking end you.
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't put down a Weavile, but I'm saying you can't erase them. We need that boogeyman. This is a creepy, awesome Pokemon.
All right. Well, let's move on to something we can all agree on.
What is that?
Magnezone sucks so fucking hard.
It's a really goofy Pokemon.
We did it. We're here. We're at the Gen 4 evolutions that we've hyped up so much as hating these universally.
Mm-hmm.
Six is like objectively just you're locked in. All of these are bad, right?
Probably. I guess, you know, I'm totally open to revisiting them on a case by case basis. Like, you can't come to the quorum without being willing to compromise now and then.
Right.
But I hate this one.
I'm with you that most of these are terrible. The one argument I have in favor of this particular terrible Pokemon is that I love the idea of the magnet Pokemon just getting stuck together in bigger and weirder and dumber ways as it goes along. That said, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a stupid Pokemon.
We also did cut Magneton.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm just going to sit here and experience that while we obviously cut this.
Speaking to these evolutions, though, most of these evolve in weird ways. So Magneton evolves into Magnezone when leveled up in a special magnetic field area. Mm-hmm. So there's one of those in all of the gens. Mount Coronet has one. Chardstone Cave has one. Route 13 in Gen 6 for no reason. So there's like a place that you can take it to charge it up, but that's not cool enough to make this weird two plates put on top of each other with magnets thing.
They also have that in Pokemon Go. You have to set up a special field in order to do it.
Oh, interesting, actually. Bad shiny. Yeah, no. Get Magneton out of here. No quorum for you, buddy.
Try again, guys.
What about Licky Licky?
No.
So, hang on. Hey, folks.
Are you going to roll 34?
Look at the Wi-Fi
here?
Tum.
Oh my god, it's got great signal going straight to its crotch.
And I say...
My only thing with Licky Licky is I love... Oh no, I'm sorry, Emily. Now I'm interrupting you. Go ahead.
Are you going to roll 34 this one?
No. No.
No need. Yuck.
That's of course. It's right there. I'm looking at it. The Japanese name being Beto Belt is much better than Licky Licky. Like, literally, someone wrote that down and was like, yeah, that's sure.
Oh my God.
Its tongue is less creepy than Lickitung's.
I like Lickitung for its creepiness. This is worse. I will say, Alpha Sapphire says, their saliva contains lots of components that can dissolve anything. The numbness caused by their lick does not dissipate. That's fucked up.
Uh-oh.
Goodbye to your nerves, I guess.
Yeah, that's an uh-oh Pokemon.
I love the Ultra Sun Pokedex entry. A contest is underway to determine which one can stick its tongue out the farthest. The current record is... more than 82 feet.
Yeah, this is a nightmare. And not, like, a fun nightmare.
I just want to watch that contest.
This is, like...
It's also just a bad design. Like, I mean, I hate Lickitung, right?
Yeah.
It's bad.
But, like... You look at Lickitung and you're like, okay, there's something here. I don't like what it is, but there is something. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to Licky Licky. It just sucks.
Yeah, it was gross.
Is the idea... Oh my god, this shiny looks like a lemon ice cream, by the way. Is there something to it that it evolves when Lickitung learns rollout? Like, is the idea that Lickitung has rolled its tongue up? Is that what's going on there?
I don't know.
I can't think about that too much because it makes my brain sad.
They don't have enough to back up that idea. If there was something in the Pokedex like its stomach is swollen because it's full of tongue or something.
Oh, God.
Mine is, though. Unfortunately, that's my stomach.
Oh, well.
Also normal type. Like, no, there's no classifying Licky Licky like normal. That's not normal.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, you're lying.
Just, we came up with a new type, abnormal.
Yeah, honestly. How often in this series is normal just not normal?
We can cut Licky Licky. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't know. Not happy with this.
What about Rhyperior?
Rhyperior?
Dumb.
It's a big tank. We have so many tanks.
Like a construction worker. It's got like a vest.
And a belt.
Rhydon's way cooler.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the football Pokemon? Nope, the legs.
We're still searching for our football Pokemon.
Oh, man.
If Blastoise didn't have the cannons, he'd be perfect. But
it can launch a rock held in its hand like a missile by tightening and then expanding muscles instantly.
And sometimes it shoots Geodude, apparently. Or fires
Geodude's
out.
Geodude's arcane is a shot out of its hands. That's
okay,
cool.
Well, yeah, I support that. Geodude's a bitch.
Whoa. I like Alolan Geodude.
I do kind of like sports team Rhyperior and like construction worker Rhyperior.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the elbows, I might be able to work with you, but that's dumb.
But the elbows are the gimmick. It's using them like cannons.
The elbows are very
stupid. Football miles. Oh my god. Maybe this is the linebacker.
No.
Is this where I admit that I would have cut Rhydon too? I just like Rhyhorn.
We did have to cut Rhydon.
Hey. Well,
interestingly.
We had to cut Rhydon and Rhyhorn, and I was angry about having to cut Rhyhorn because I think Rhyhorn's cool. But
I'm with you.
I
remember. Wow, we were so young back then, so innocent. it's what happens when you I love item evolutions because they kind of imply that trading is canonically like dimensional travel. And so Rhydon evolves Rhydon evolves into Rhyperior when it's holding a protector. So it just melds with the armor that it's holding.
That is appealingly
like
creepy.
If you squint, you can see Rhydon inside of Rhyperior, yeah. Which is really disturbing. And I like
but
that.
Looks
I think all of
angrier.
The trade. Yeah. The trade item evolutions are awesome, but this one's bad.
Yeah. Well, this has gone on for a while. I'm starting to get hungry.
No.
How about we settle down with a nice bowl of spaghetti?
No, please. No.
Bleh.
It's Tangro.
No.
Did y'all keep Tangela?
You think it's more like squidding pasta? Yeah, we kept Tangela.
Okay, good. I say Tangela, yes. Tangro, obviously not. The Play-Doh Pokemon.
It's the only part that's cool. Like, this is my question, right? Because technically Tangela has a void inside, and technically Tangrowth could kind of be thought of as like a weird Ghibli friend, like a Totoro-like buddy, 6 feet tall, 284 pounds. It evolves from learning ancient power. So my question is then, like, what is it about knowing ancient power that causes its hair to grow like this?
I don't have an answer for you.
I don't think we should keep it.
I just want to say my neighbor Tangrowth.
I just want to say that its arms grow back right away if cut.
Same.
Gross. No.
Its vines grow so much that in the warm season you can't see its eyes. Same. when it remains still, it appears to be a large shrub, unsuspecting prey that wander near get
no,
snared.
It doesn't.
No.
It's
no, come
lie.
On.
If it sits down and puts its hands away, it's blue.
It's like someone. It's like, wow, weird. There's this shrub that grew where someone dropped about, 500 pounds of like troll gummy worms.
Yeah.
Weird.
It melted a little bit. Still fine.
They're all kind of one color now. I don't know.
Maybe someone just bit off all the red, and the red and blue ones are really good.
I haven't had trolley gummy worms in many minutes.
Obviously, I'm talking sour gummy. Don't waste my time with fucking regular gummy.
Sweet gummy, yeah, no. You're right. Mo Jumbo, its Japanese name, is a combination of Moja Moja, which is shaggy or unkempt, and Jumbo.
Okay, great.
The word Jumbo. No. Tangrowth, yeah. You also have to go, buddy. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let's get through these. Let's get through these evolutions. And then let's call it. Electivire is garbage.
Yep.
No, it's not garbage. This one's a little better.
No.
Did we keep Electabuzz?
No.
We need a sports mascot. Did we keep Elekid? What are we doing?
We kept
You kept Elekid, right?
We kept Wob. Yeah, we did, and we also kept Wobbuffet.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, mascot Pokemon. Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we have again. yes, we also kept Why Not.
You got mascots for days.
Elective, yeah. I mean, like sports mascots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good point. Electivire looks like it could be the football Pokemon.
It looks like
it does
be
look
the
like that. But
hide in a van and lure children Pokemon. That is
that's the thing. The eyes are super unsettling.
Creepy face and hair. The sideburns, bad.
This is another item trade evolution, by the way. So it just holds an electrolyzer, which if you look at it, is just an outlet. So you give an Electivuzz an outlet, it plugs itself in, it finally can become Electivire.
Yeesh.
Okay,
Yeesh
is right. She's right.
That's, goodbye. We're going to move on to a good design.
Super good.
Oh, wait, no, we're not. Magmortar.
No, super great. If you took a Magmar and kind of melted it some.
It's like, what if Samus from Metroid was a smug Play-Doh monster?
It's Booburn. Remember? Because remember we had like a good laugh about how, wow, Magmar's real name in Japanese name is Boober. That's so cute and funny. Booburn? Booburn?
Are you yelling Boo or Booburn?
Yeah, exactly.
Every single okay, by Gen 7 they changed this. Gens 4 through 6, every single Pokédex entry is like 3600 degrees, 3600 degrees, like y'all
too much.
Write yeah, something.
Simmer down.
Ugh.
It has arms that are pretty hot. Okay.
Its arm starts to melt when it fires a barrage, so it's so hot that it can't contain it. But like, how long are you gonna last doing that? How often can you fire stuff? Yeah, I would almost say like make Magmortar a mega evolution for Magmar, but that's unnecessary.
You know, I'm taking it back. I said this was like Samus, but Play-Doh and Melty. This is like what would happen if you took Samus and Duke Nukem, fused them and made a Pokemon.
Yeah, I see it.
Blah.
I'm here to melt hands and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of hands. Wait, I did that line completely wrong.
I don't think you did. No, look did at right? me, I'm all okay. out of hands.
Also, it tries to, but fails to capture the magnificence that is Magmar's mouth. Magmar looks like it's ready to smooch, and then Magmortar is like very creepy. Like, do not touch me, sir.
I'll have what she's having.
Bet. No thanks. No thanks. Two more. Can we do it? Can we do two more?
Sure.
I think so. I think we can do Togekiss.
Okay.
I don't like the design.
No.
Design's weird.
I respect that you had Togepi, who is great, and then you made Togetic, yep. who's terrible. But this is not the solution.
No, listen. Okay, you start out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a baby. And you're baby. Cute. You get a little older, you're like a toddler.
You're through the cycle of life.
And it's like, you're just like this sweet little, you're a sweet little kid. And you grow up a little bit, you hit a teenager, you're puberty, and you look kind of awkward, you look kind of lanky and weird.
And then you become a jet plane.
And you push through that. And you become the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Just a loving balloon. Yeah, nope.
I kind of like to imagine a little Togekiss like as a, what are those called when you put it above a baby's bed and it spins?
A mobile?
Yeah, it looks like you'd have a Togekiss mobile.
I get it.
Cute. What's its Pokedex entry? It's probably really amazing, right? It will Blessings. Never appear where there's strife. Well, I guess I'm never going to have a Togekiss. Oops. It shares blessings with people who respect one another's rights. Oh my god!
No, yeah, I mean, it's Togekiss. A good person. It's just not a very good Pokemon.
I think it looks okay, and its Pokedex entries are good.
Yeah.
I feel like that's enough.
Okay.
Also, it's fairy flying. That's great.
Fairy flying is super
good. That's a good typing. Yeah.
And I like its little feet.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, kicking the toes.
Yeah. Togekiss is all right. Togekiss, listen.
You're the
me
one.
Me, the coach, want you to understand. It was real close. You need to work hard. You need to prove that this was not a mistake, but you're on the team.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it.
And now Yon Mega.
Bad, dumb, gone.
Bad. Oh, okay. Well,
again, no.
Again, Yanma learns ancient power and becomes a plane, a helicopter? Like an attack helicopter?
Okay. Emily, you said you're not on Bulbapedia, right?
I might be now. I changed sites. No, I don't think I am, but I'm on a similar site.
Oh. Okay. Well, there's a specific, if you scroll down a bit, there's a section that's called In the Manga.
Oh,
where
no,
you see Yon Mega here. Let me see if I can toss you a link.
Creepiest.
I don't even know what to do with that picture.
He's just leaning over somebody like,
hey, kid, you like to smoke?
You like jazz cigarettes?
Hey, kid, you like jazz? Here's some weed.
Did you just make a B-movie reference on the Pokemon podcast?
I've never seen B-movie.
That was definitely a B-movie, right? Yeah, because he has the line where he says, you like jazz?
Does he? Okay. That yes, just, that's that like just seems like a thing that Jerry Seinfeld says.
Yeah, it probably is. It probably wasn't written. Oh, I never played Ultra Sun and Moon, but I was reading about them last night. And it says that Yon Mega can be found in the Ultra Space Wilds, specifically in Cliff World.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
It's ultra wild.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it's a plane. It can carry people. It's big enough and powerful enough to carry people. It bites people's heads off while flying by them at a million miles an hour.
Me too.
This is
in fairness.
This is. Yeah. Right. You ain't shitty, Omega. I can run. I can bite heads off. That's nothing.
That's your follow-up podcast. Could you beat the Pokemon?
Could I win? Can I 1v1 Yon Mega?
Yeah.
Easily. This six-legged Pokemon is easily capable of transporting an adult in flight. The wings on its tail help it stay balanced. 6 foot tall. Six foot long. Yeah. 113 pounds.
I don't think it could transport an adult. That doesn't sound like it could.
Well, sometimes your strength's disproportionate. Like, ants can carry whatever blah 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 times their weight or whatever,
blah,
right?
Blah, blah, blah.
Sure, but flying. I don't buy it.
But it's got ancient power.
Oh, right. Sorry. Totally.
It's got mystical bullshit. Yeah.
What's an Ogre Darner? It says it's the Ogre Darner Pokemon.
It's probably a type of dragonfly, right?
No, yeah, I'm reading about this. No.
A Darnerfly, I think, is a kind of, not exactly like a dragonfly, but a similar kind of thing.
The Green Darner. Yes, you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Ogre because that's like, that's a translation thing, right? Where
it's like a big jerk version of it.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Oh, God. The Green Darner looks terrifying. It's that? That sucks. I'm not going to send a picture.
I've seen it.
I hate it.
I miss when we had Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. Because then when you were really stuck, you could scroll down and see what it said when it leveled up in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. And it'd be like, I've leveled up. My wingspan increases. And you're like, no, you're a creep.
You're bad. A good shiny, though. Really good shiny.
Yeah.
But no.
I'll touch your dreams.
Yeah. Yon Mega is kind of like a evil, like a Power Rangers villain.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or like what they get into when they do the Zord fight.
My voice actor isn't even paid minimum wage.
Yeah, I think we should cut Yon Mega. Yeah,
I agree. No. Okay, good.
We all had our moment with that, Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers thing did slow me down.
I was like, I picked up on that really early because I was raised on Power Rangers, but then I was like, that's not a Cell.
Well.
We have come to the end. The good news is that was an amazing stretch of Pokemon. I had a lot of fun. The other good news is that we have evolutions coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic. And I'll continue to update folks as I continue to play through Platinum, the second best generation. I have a piece going up about Pokemon soon, actually, for people who are interested.
Yeah.
Cool.
Need some edits and stuff, but it's... It's more about Gen 5 in particular, but it's all about Pokemon. We'll put links to it when it's out. Six, do you want to take it to the formal plug zone?
Sure. So, Emily, you are our guest.
Yes.
You get to go first on the plug zone. You may plug Whatever you like within reason. If it's problematic, I will have to change it and edit.
No, sure. I don't think I have anything.
You don't have to have anything. You can be like, you should drink a margarita or something. You know, you can do
I have never had a margarita.
Well, it doesn't, that's an example.
If you have not seen the Spider-Man movie Into the Spider-Verse, you owe it to yourself to do so. It's the best superhero movie ever made. It's a perfect movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I love superhero movies. It's the best. There you go. I throw it off to you.
That's really valid.
All right. Well, Alan, where can folks find you and your work upon the internet?
Other than that aforementioned article that's not out yet, you can also listen to me on podcasts. I'm on Chats of Television podcast with my friend Magellan, who wasn't able to make it this week, but we hope to have him on soon. Chats is a TV podcast where we watch television shows every week. And that can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/chatspod. That's pretty much what I got right now.
All right. And as far as my works, you can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar, SixDetmar. And then I've got a pinned tweet there that lets you know all the stuff that I do so that I don't have to list it all off here in this segment because it would be too. All right. Thank you so much for dropping by, Emily. It was great to have you.
It was my pleasure. I'll come back anytime. You're about to do my favorite Pokemon.
Oh. Wait, really? Are one of these evolutions yours?
Leafeon is my favorite Pokemon.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. We just missed it. I mean, we're going to
totally
keep it.
Fine. Like, I hope yeah, you keep no, it. Listen, good luck.
we had a statement back when we did Eevee where we talked about how Eevee is all about potential.
Yeah.
And therefore it would be immoral to cut any of Eevee's potential.
Oh good. Also, they're all so good.
So, they are all really good.
They're all good.
All right, well, I'll have to tune in next time to find out how it goes. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, catch you later.
Bye.
Peace.